After 76 years on the boardwalk, a Coney Island landmark won't see another season. The loss has sparked a passionate outpouring of support from its customers. Kathleen Horan from member station WNYC stopped by for one of the last calls at Ruby's Bar and Grill.
Hey, Ruby! Hey, Ruby's
Bar! By noon last Saturday, patrons were filling the outdoor tables at Ruby's for one of the final opportunities to swill a pint at their beloved spot. Chanting erupted periodically, and regulars who haven't seen each other in a while embraced or treated each other to a shot of whatever dark booze was still available in the fast-dwindling inventory. Cindy Jacobs Allman and her sister took over operations from their father, Ruby Jacob, who died 10 years ago.
My father was a poor boy who grew up in Coney Island and always said, once you get the sand between your toes, it never comes out. And he used to take the people to the boardwalk, and when people would say, what's your best item on the menu, he'd say, look out at that ocean. And his expression was, Coney Island is the elixir of life. And that is actually carved on his monument. Let him rest in peace.
Ruby Jacobs gave the bar his name when he took the place over in the 1970s. Pictures of him still hang behind the bar. Fading snapshots also plaster the walls, and customers can be seen pointing to black and white images of long ago dismantled amusement park rides. Andrea Cambridge is a blonde burlesque dancer. She walks past the motorcycle built into a table to show off pictures of her 1990s wedding reception held at Ruby's. Even then, she suspected the funky Ellis Island of bars might be on borrowed time.
But we always, even back then, felt like, you know, the end is near because it's like, you know, Manhattan's Riviera right on the ocean. I felt like we were really lucky to have all the time we had out here. You know, look around at the history. Like, Coney Island is history. You can't preserve this one thing.
Brooklyn's Jim Shannon would agree. He sits in his preferred corner spot at the bar, wearing a straw hat that covers his gray hair. He's been coming to Ruby's for about a half a century.
I've seen people come and go, good friends and everything. They like a sin to lose it. I mean, you get this place up, where are people going to go for the summer? Ruby's is gone. Who the hell wants to go to Coney Island? Take it toy away from us. It's a shame.
The landlord, Central Amusement International, has said that it wants to modernize and invest millions in updating the boardwalk and bring in tenants who will attract visitors to the area year-round. Plans include transforming a bar like Ruby's that permits bathing suit attire into a sit-down restaurant or sports bar. Ruby's and seven of the other tenants who are also getting kicked out are trying to fight their evictions in court. They're supposed to be packed and moved by tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.
This is NPR News.